课堂听 class.com。
If the dream is big enough,
one.
I used to watch her from my kitchen window. She seemed so small as she muscled her way through the crowd of boys on the playground. The school was across the street from our home, and I would often watch the kids as they played during recess. A sea of children, and yet to me, she stood out from them all. I remember the first day I saw her playing basketball. I watched in wonder as she ran circles around the other kids. She managed to shoot jump shots just over their heads and into the net. The boys always tried to stop her, but no one could. I began to notice her at other times, basketball in hand, playing alone. She would practice dribbling and shooting over and over again, sometimes until dark. One day I asked her why she practiced so much. She looked directly in my eyes, and without a moment of hesitation, she said, "I want to go to college. The only way I can go is if I get a scholarship. I like basketball." I decided that if I were good enough, I would get a scholarship. I am going to play college basketball. I want to be the best. My daddy told me, if the dream is big enough, the facts don't count. Then she smiled and ran towards the court to recap the routine I had seen over and over again. Well, I had to give it to her. She was determined. I watched her through those junior high years into high school. Every week, she led her varsity team to victory.